600,000 children in Warap, northern Bahr El Ghazal, and central Equatorial states are expected to be screened for malnutrition during the campaign. Some, like these children at Sabah Hospital in Juba, already suffer from malnutrition, but the aim of the campaign is to catch the signs of hunger in children and stop it before it becomes more serious. The campaign is being run by the Health Ministry, UNICEF, and the World Food Programme, or WFP. 254 trained social mobilizers will start going door to door in Juba County starting tomorrow, Health Minister Emmanuel Ija says.
It's going also to give us very good results, because up to now we don't know the level of malnutrition of our children. With this campaign, we can ensure that every child is reached with proper nutrition to help give every child a healthy start.
The mobilizers will refer any children found to be suffering from malnutrition for treatment. They will also instruct caregivers on the best ways to feed their children and keep them healthy, Ija says. Dr. Samson Baba, Director General for Primary Health Care at the National Ministry of Health, says the educational aspect of the campaign is expected
to help mothers become more aware of their children's nutritional conditions and the impact on their growth that will lead to their potential achievement of their full potential in terms of life. It also aims at supporting mothers to adopt life-saving behavior in feeding children and infant feeding, and also to improve the nutritional status.
Ija says both parents should take an active role in preventing child malnutrition.
Like even the fathers, you have to be very careful. The father and the mother.
Over the next few months, the campaign is expected to reach some 600,000 children in the three states. Vilma Tyler, the chief of nutrition for UNICEF in South Sudan, says more than 116,000 children between the ages of 6 months and 5 years will be screened in Juba County alone. Tyler says it is important to spot the signs of malnutrition earlier on.
As you know, malnutrition can lead to illnesses, and it can also, in the severe cases, can lead to death. And it really, in the early stages, could potentially, for young children, impact their growth and development. And investing in children is really important. And as such, it's really important that we detect malnutrition early on so it can be addressed and prevented.
She advises parents to
give your child a healthy start. Promote exclusive breastfeeding from 0 to 6 months. But most importantly, that we constantly monitor their health. If they're sick, we refer them to the health services. If they're malnourished, we refer them to right nutrition services. Make sure that we feed them the right foods. Make sure that we practice adequate hygiene practices.
Experts have warned that 235,000 children in South Sudan will suffer from severe acute malnutrition by the end of the year because of the fighting in the country. UNICEF, WFP, and the South Sudan government have strategies in place to tackle the problem, Tyler says. UNICEF expects to treat 6,500 of the children that are being screened in Juba County for severe acute malnutrition. One thing it will use is therapeutic feeding programs like Plumpy Nuts, or RUTF, which stands for Ready to Use Therapeutic Food. My colleague in Washington, Karen Zeitvogel, met with an American who is trying to raise money to provide at least 5,000 children in South Sudan with a full 6-week therapeutic feeding program.